You may already know that although the word Trinity is not found anywhere in the Bible, it is a central doctrine of the Christian faith. The Trinity is God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, three persons. As a doctrine, it was used by Tertullian in the late 2nd century, although not formally part of the theology of the Church until the 4th century. Although not named as Trinity in the Bible, there are numerous places where God is described as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, perhaps most noticeably by Jesus at his ascension, when he told his disciples to go and baptize and make disciples in all nations in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One God, three persons. This has always been a mysterious concept, difficult to grasp, and ultimately beyond our human understanding. But that's not surprising that our finite human minds can't totally describe or analyze the infinite God. Our labels and descriptions of him are always going to be inadequate, and however great we may understand him to be, he's always greater still. One God, three persons. How can you depict this truth? There are many pictures that have been used to try and give an idea. A three-pin plug, a plait of hair with three braids, the idea of ice, water, and steam, three sides of a triangle, or a three-leaf clover, to name a few. Of course, these pictures leave a lot to be desired, but the idea they try to show is that in a three-pin plug, or three sides of a triangle, each part is important, and the whole wouldn't work without all three parts. And so it is with the Trinity. All three parts are important and necessary for God the whole to be who he is. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In his book Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis writes this about the Trinity. A world of one dimension would be a straight line. In a two-dimensional world, you still get straight lines, but many lines make one figure. In a three-dimensional world, you still get figures, but many figures make one solid body. In other words, as you advance to more real and more complicated levels, you do not leave behind you the things you found on the simpler levels. You still have them, but combined in new ways, in ways you could not imagine if you knew only the simpler levels. He goes on, now the Christian account of God involves just the same principle. The human level is a simple and rather empty level. On the human level, one person is one being, and any two persons are two separate beings. Just as in two dimensions, say on a flat piece of paper, one square is one figure and two squares are two separate figures. On the divine level, you still get personalities, but up there you find them combined in new ways, which we who do not live on that level cannot imagine. In God's dimension, so to speak, you find a being who is three persons while remaining one being, just as a cube is six squares while remaining one cube. I thought that was interesting. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We need the sense of God as Father, the giver of life, and one who loves and cares for his children, who watches over and protects. We need the sense of God in his Son, Jesus Christ, knowing he has shared our humanity, walked our earth, and shared our life and death, known suffering, and revealed God's nature and purpose through his words and deeds, and giving us a sense of his constant companionship. And we need the sense of God the Holy Spirit. Although we do not see him, We experience God's presence and power within us, at work in our lives and in the world. One God, three persons. All are part of the picture, but none are the whole. Overemphasize one, and the whole gets distorted and unbalanced. So I wonder, which do you find easiest to relate to? For some, it's God as Father, a person of safety, of limitless love. But for others, especially those whose relationship with their human father is complicated and perhaps far from ideal, relating to God the Son may be easier. They can relate to a human being who knows what it's like to live our sort of life, with its joys, sorrows, and pains. For others, God the Holy Spirit is the one most easily related to, with his presence and gifts, sometimes experienced very powerfully and personally. Whoever you find easiest to relate to, go ahead. But let's not lose sight of the whole. Let's not lose sight of each one, and let's not lose sight of the riches to be found in relating to each. It has been said that the three labels of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit point us to his presence above, beside, and within us. And that may be a helpful way of thinking of each. God the Father above us. God the Son beside us. God the Spirit within us. What a wonderful truth. May we each know the reality of that truth, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, in our lives, today, this Trinity Sunday, and always. And now let's end. I'm going to pray with the Trinity Collect again. Almighty and everlasting God, who has given unto us thy servants grace by the confession of a true faith, to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity. We beseech thee that thou wouldst keep us steadfast in this faith, and evermore defend us from all adversities, who livest and reignest one God, world without end. Amen.